This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Thank you for checking out the show. I got a new package in the mail, so I'm going to crack that open after 7 o'clock. I'm a sucker for sponsored ads, so...
Apparently they work.
For me. I've failed every time I bought one, though. Turns just into a piece of crap. Pants that are too tight, shirts that don't fit, or are ripped way more than they're advertised.
I'm just curious what you searched for this sponsored ad to pop up. Because recently, after Mother's Day, I did this beautiful post for all my girlfriends that are now mothers and my own mom, mm-hmm. et cetera, my auntie. And then not even 2 minutes later, I had Bio Oil sponsored on my timeline. I'm like, bitch, I don't need it. I don't have, what?
Okay.
Like, I was almost annoyed of it. I was like, what? It's creepy. It's weird. And It's wrong. I actually love when sponsored ads are wrong. I always have Pampers showing up on my Facebook timeline. I'm like, I don't have a baby.
Yeah, with the amount of weird things we Google search around here, too, and I think probably most people feel this way, that like, oh, I gotta see what this thing's about, like a new ridiculous trend.
Yeah, like yesterday I searched Chernobyl.
Yeah.
And now there's iodine pills sponsored. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, that show's amazing. So yeah, okay, so you're going to be revealing what you ordered online the show?
And maybe giving her a test run here.
Wow.
This one has to do with teeth whitening, I believe, because I searched that. The other one that really, don't go into this black hole. If you search like body posture tips.
What kind of?
I feel like I'm a sloucher. And like for 8 months, there was like, do you want a plastic new back?
What?
Like, yeah, they were trying to get me to like buy something that I would wear to prop me up.
Oh, I've seen that ad before.
Yeah. We're talking about online shopping fails as I'm like 0-8 on any of my purchases that I've made online.
I'll never forget the look on your face when, was it my Christmas present you ordered online?
Yep.
And it came late. It probably showed up in February, and you were so excited for me to open it. I opened it, and I was like, what is it? What is this, though? It was so small. It looked like a little wool blanket for a newborn baby, and I was like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, what is this?
And it was so awkward.
It was supposed to be a full-size blanket.
Not only a full-size blanket, but those ones that are sponsored on your timeline that are those big gray woven ones.
And there's like a girl reading on
them.
Yes,
yeah. And they drape over the side of the bed. No, it literally fit just my forearm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fail.
Amanda texted in, I wanted to get the shirt that said, you can't hang with us, with three angels on it.
Cute.
And instead, I got one that said, you can't sit with us. And it was three angels holding AK-47s for some reason. He's like, I don't know how that screw up happened, but it happened.
Wow. Mean Girls, Texas edition.
When escape rooms like just came out, you had to like book like weeks in advance. You have to book online. And I'm just like not good with online shopping in general. And so I booked it for me and six of my friends to go. And so we waited 3 weeks, showed up at the escape room, and I had only booked for one person.
So did you go solo and make all your friends wait outside? Or?
Well, no, I was just so confused. I'm like, well, it only cost $15 online. Like, I just thought that was how much it cost to put a deposit in. But I only paid for one person.
So you didn't go, though?
No.
All right. I probably would have still went.
I think you need to go. That's one less brain in an escape room.
Yeah, you let down the team. It was another team, but you let them down.
They definitely didn't escape.
No.
Tell me something good.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
A 40-year-old English man named Dan Harris has invented something that could save the bees. It's called a bee savior card, and it can fit in your wallet. So what it is it's this little card where you can peel off the tab, and it's got a little bit of sugar content in it. So if you ever see a bee that looks like it's struggling on the ground, it's probably because it didn't get to food quick enough. And I've read before people that bring like a spoon outside with a little bit of water and sugar, and you leave it beside a bee, and then that's where they can revive themselves.
Huh.
So yeah, it's just this little card that you carry around in your wallet. So again, it's called the Bee Savior Card.
I like that. It's kind of like an EpiPen or something of the sort, but for bumblebees.
For the bees.
Like when they're not
the
babies.
You know what? One time I put a little spoon with sugar outside for a bee, and he was not cooperating, not listening, being very stubborn. I was like, you know what? I tried my best.
So then you attacked
Whatever.
Him with the fly swatter.
I hit him with the spoon.
Tell me something good.
Charcoal powder is the latest project I'm going to take on here. I do the online shopping of the sponsored ads and test them out so you don't have to waste your money. Oh, good.
What?
Well, it said it was supposed to come with a toothbrush.
There's no toothbrush.
It had a wood toothbrush with it. That was like the coolest part.
And we got a call saying you need to be using a separate toothbrush than the one you usually use.
Yeah. Because
apparently it just makes a mess. Like you have to brush your teeth with your regular toothbrush after you use the charcoal toothbrush.
All right. So I got the $21 American. So that's like $600 Canadian. Like
a hefty amount, though.
I didn't bring a toothbrush because I thought it came...
Okay, so just an FYI, it does not come with the said toothbrush that it says. That's the thing about these sponsored ads. False advertising. Always.
Yep. We were talking to one of our friends before 7 o'clock, said she bought a sweet pajama set, dinosaurs on it and all. When it showed up, it was just the t-shirt. But in the picture, it looks like it's the whole
The shirts
set.
And the pants. That's how they get you. So thankfully we have Ryder here who will purchase these things, find out they're a joke, and then the rest of us won't get... You know what sucks about this? Everyone's going to have this sponsored on their timeline now that we're talking about it. So ignore it. Don't buy it.
Weird date Wednesday. Weird date
Wednesday.
Hey, that's good.
He pointed at me to finish it.
We got Shelly on the phone. So she went from Red Deer to Airdrie on a blind date.
Wow.
That her friend set up.
That's commitment.
He asked her if she had daddy issues during the date. At that point, she knew it wasn't going to work. And then what happened?
He got the bill. So we parted ways. I didn't want to hang out after. I was good. I went home. So, and I heard from him the next day, just kind of a little hello. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I hope you had a good day. Nice to meet you. Life carried on. Now we're at Sunday morning. We're at 2 days after this date had happened. And he messaged me and he's like, hey, I had a really amazing time. And this is the part where I was like, oh, buddy, now I'm going to have to be that person and tell you I don't want to see you again. But he didn't ask. So all was good. 2 hours later, I get another text from him and he goes, so, you know, I was kind of hoping that we could have gone Dutch on our dinner date. So here's my email address. And if you wouldn't mind e-transferring me $50 to this address.
Oh, no. So you drove an hour to meet this guy for dinner. He seemed fine with getting the bill. And then when he found out it wasn't going anywhere. Oh, man.
2 days later, asked for me to e-transfer my half of the bill. So I replied and I asked if it was okay if I took my mileage off first.
Perfect.
Wow.
Good response.
Good call.
How much did you end up sending him then?
You know what? I sent him the money. I was like, you know what, buddy? If you need the money that bad, here you go. Feel your boots.
Yeah, good move there.
Okay, have you been reading these texts that are rolling in of dates?
No.
I don't even know.
Give us one and then more on the way in a few minutes.
Nick wrote in saying, one time a girl asked me to hang out, gave me the address, and when I showed up, it was her friend's Tupperware party.
Bill says he went on a date with his then wife. After we ordered food, she looked at me and said, this isn't really what I wanted. I thought she meant the restaurant. Then she slid her ring across the table and left. Her mom was waiting outside to pick her up.
At a restaurant? That's just rude.
Weird date Wednesday. I mean, I kind of always assumed they'd be mainly like first dates and stuff, but yeah, that was a tough one, I bet.
We've had two Rachels text in their weird date stories. One of the Rachels says, I decided to meet this guy after talking on the phone with him for nearly a month. We met up for a weekend. I ended up paying for the hotel. He ended up being a narcoleptic with sleep apnea so bad that the couch was a better place for him to sleep. 4 years later, my friend and I were talking about this guy that she was making out with. We live 8 hours apart from each other. It was the same freaking guy. What are the odds of that? Then this other Rachel says, I went on a date with a guy once who told me the only thing that really ever legit has turned him on were orchestras.
This one time?
At band camp?
Got one here about how they got a hotel room at the Fantasyland. He had gotten a safe, and he said, I got something dropped off here earlier. And he goes in and pulls out a gun, like he just had a gun in the safe at the hotel room.
Well, she even mentioned in the text that whenever they would go out for dinner, he'd always choose a corner seat, like in the dark corner of the restaurants, and would always be facing the door as if he was waiting for someone to come barging through to get him.
Man, must be tough dating as a gangster.
I went on this date with this guy, and we just sitting down, we were going to have a bite to eat. And he leaned over to pick something up, and he farted.
Oh, this is a first date?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Trying to play it off like, you know, he didn't do it. But he's sitting on a wooden bench, man. That echoed.
That does echo. You can probably feel the vibration.
I definitely did. It was disgusting.
Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
Black Mirror is back for its fifth season on June the 5th, and Miley Cyrus is starring in one of the episodes.
Oh, what?
It's going to be amazing. She plays a pop star, potentially herself, who's preparing to perform in front of 20,000 eager fans. Obviously, things are going to go awry. Like, I just love Black Mirror. It's so good.
City Council has moved one step closer to lowering residential speed limits. That was yesterday. The final debate will spill into 2020 before the decision's made. Here's my problem with this.
What?
The a-holes that are driving way too fast in residential areas are not going to slow down if you move the speed limit down.
True. They're so just like, going to rebel, if anything. They're going to be like, oh, really?
The complaints that come into the city, these people are flying through my neighborhood. They're breaking the law already. So all you're doing is slowing down traffic of people that are actually responsible on the road.
Should I just stand out beside the road with my blow dryer and pretend that I'm giving
out tickets?
Remember that woman that went viral for doing that?
Yes.
She was a local hero in her neighborhood.
That would be way more effective, I think.
Britney Spears is not going back to Vegas for another residency. Super sad news. Her manager says, as the person who guides her career, based on the information and everything that's been shaking down as of late, I just don't see it being a possibility. It's sad.
It is sad, but it's also positive that there's somebody looking out for her best interest now.
And it's somebody who isn't in control of her finances.
Right, so it's not motivated from finances as much.
I mean, he does make money, but at the same time, that's great that he's saying, no, we got to nip this in the butt.
He'd make a lot more money if he would have kept the residency in Vegas, so he actually has her best interest in mind.
It's good to see that.
How do you save money on groceries?
I mean, celery is $5 now.
I know, but that's
like,
even more so why you have to. I know one of the changes that I made was that I found meat treats too expensive. So, like beef jerky, pepperoni, that kind of thing, salami. So I started just getting a bunch of smoked oysters, which are 99 cents a can.
Ugh.
Oh, they're delicious on a cracker.
Ew.
Come at me. Anyway, that's been a good money saver for me. Knocked about $10 off the grocery bill every time I go.
We want to know what you do to save money when it comes to buying groceries. There are people out there who actually check and see which stores have deals on certain days and they'll wait and go. Like, I wish I was that good with my money.
Couponing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty effective, especially if you can build meals around your coupons. Like, if there's a smoking deal on full chickens, and then that's how you start your brainstorming for what's for dinner.
I remember talking to a coworker once about going grocery shopping, and it was like a Monday that I went. And he's like, why wouldn't you go on Tuesday when they have 10% off your entire bill?
10% Tuesday is a thing.
What?
We heard from a teacher, this is why we started talking about this, who said that if you want to save money on groceries,
there are certain foods that kids bring to school that she sees they always throw out.
Including the juice box. Plus, it gets them way too hyper. We've learned that juice is pretty much pop over the last couple of years. It's been like, okay, they have similar amounts of sugar. So the kids are bouncing off the wall, not paying attention.
But they're not even finishing their juice boxes, and then they're just throwing it out. That's a waste of a straw.
For teachers' behalf, they ask that you just bring bottled water now for your kid. That's all they need in their lunch kit is a little bit of water, sippy cup, whatever you send with.
It is interesting to hear that because it doesn't come home with them in their lunch kit at the end of the day. So the parents are thinking that they're drinking the whole thing.
I guess that's where you would end up getting dinged for cost. Because the water bottle would never come home with the kid at the end of the day either.
You know, honestly, I would just send my kid with a cup and be like, there's the water fountain. It's free.
Yeah, the cup's still not coming home, though.
Take it plastic.
I get, you know what I do is I send my kid with a cup, but I chain it to her.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We actually got a text from a woman saying that her daughter loses so many water bottles that she sends her water in old Gatorade bottles. That way she doesn't care if they don't come home.
Ah.
That's smart.
Ethan texted in for his mom, Amanda, saying she's driving right now, but she wanted to let everyone know that she actually used to do extreme couponing. Her biggest haul was getting 42 bottles of laundry soap for free. She only had to pay taxes on it. She finally ran out 5 years later. She was giving away some bottles to people.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Extreme couponing is something else.
What do you got for us?
About 2 years ago, I downloaded this app. It's called the Flip app.
Flip app, yeah, with two P's.
And it is one of the most amazing apps I could ever use. I was very embarrassed at first, but when I see my savings going anywhere from $20 to $40 a shopping spree, I am now not embarrassed to use this app whatsoever. So most stores will allow you to be able to do price matching, and this app will actually allow you to kind of customize your grocery list. So if you're looking for a certain product such as beef jerky, you can actually find beef jerky where it is the cheapest, and you can get the store, whatever store you're shopping at, can get them to price match to the other store by just showing them the ad on your phone.
I have the Flip app, but I never thought of price matching. I've just done more driving.
I know. Don't do that.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.